Next case, please.
Our final public hearing this evening is case number 12479, Sports at the Beach, seeks a special use exception for an outdoor display or promotional activity, sections 115.23 and 115.210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, that's Route 9, approximately 0.43 miles west of Park Avenue. The 911 address is 22518 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Georgetown. The zoning districts is CR1 and AR1. The tax parcel ID is District 135, Map 15, Parcel 82.00. Staff notes that there was a previous special use exception for outdoor display or promotional activity approved by the board at its meeting of May 4th of 2015. We have received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 6 mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Yes, Pete Townsend, 22518 Lewis, Georgetown Highway, Georgetown, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And Madam Chair, I will recuse myself from participating in this one beyond just swearing in witnesses. If there are any questions the board may have, you can direct them to Vince Robertson. He's aware of the case.
Before you get started, just remember that only one person was on the board in 2015 that's here tonight.
Okay.
So be a little bit more broader with your...
Broader than I was planning on?
Yeah.
The property that is in discussion is in the, I guess, the bottom right-hand corner as you're looking at it in the kind of the triangular shape. It's approximately 7 acres. And it's used for a haunted house.
It's not the whole parcel?
No, it's just that little triangle that you see in the corner. The other corner. I'm sorry. Keep going right there. See where the two little white?
Mm-hmm.
The two little white buildings are actually where the haunted house is. And then there's a path that goes through that. So it's the 7 acres there that's used outside of the baseball park. It's used 10 nights in October, the first Friday, Saturday of October, and then the following until Halloween takes place.
How many nights?
10 nights. 5 Fridays, 5 Saturdays. It's been in existence for, you said 2015, it's been longer than that. 2015 was probably the last time.
Well, that was the last time you came before the board.
I think it was 10 years it's been there.
But you haven't had it in a while, have you?
We've not had it the last 2 years, no. We lost our operator, and we lost our operator 2 years ago at the last minute. So we could not do it that year. We chose not to do it last year. It's a lot of work for 10 nights, but it was not that successful in the beginning. It was very successful the last couple of years. We decided this year, prior to all this mess, to redo it. So we've done a lot of work back there preparing it and start trying to renew it again. And like I say, it's been there. We've used it 10 years minus the last 2 years. We've got all the approvals from the fire department and the electrical department and everything else. They've inspected it.
That's all. Is that part of your paperwork, the approval from them?
No, it is not. It's not.
So in 2015, you asked for 15 days during the Halloween season. Now you're just asking for 10?
15 days was the maximum that the state would allow, and we thought we could make it. So we did Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Then the next year we did Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it was the Thursday and the Sunday did not work.
So you're requesting before us tonight for 10 nights?
10 nights.
And what hours of operation?
It starts at 7, and it's usually done by 11. we start closing it down at 11, just depending on the night and the weather. And everything is there as far as electric, water, parking. It's all there for the baseball park. It's the same ownership, but it's two separate businesses.
And you have all your approvals from DLDOT because of the baseball park?
Yes, yes.
And are you asking for this for 5 years?
Yes, ma'am. I did not, I guess I was naive to the fact when I received the letter a month ago, I did not realize I had to renew it or that the 5 years was up. So.
Time flies.
Sure does. We've been there 20 years now. So. The park, not the home.
Any questions from members of the board?
So every Friday and Saturday in October?
Yes, sir.
7 p.m. to 11 p.m.
How close are you to the nearest home from there?
Basically, if you went up to the road, Route 9, there's a house. The closest house is on the side, just past the yellow, up by Route 9. It's
significant.
Quarter mile, maybe?
There's woods in between.
Quite a ways.
Yeah.
Is it a nonprofit that...
Turns out that way usually, but no.
No, not intentional.
It's not intentional.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
Are the hours 7 to 11? It gets dark early. I mean, wouldn't you want to start at 6?
We usually don't start at 6, no. They start because we need to prepare and get everything ready. Now, in the past, we've started at 7, and we've actually closed the ticket booth at 10. But if you bought a ticket at 10 of 10, sometimes it takes you an hour and a half or so to go through it. Mm-hmm. So we don't sell any tickets after 10.
So we're going to ask you to let us know what you're requesting because this may be conditions of your special use.
Well, you mean as far as hours? Mm-hmm. Then I'd say 7 to 11 is safe.
It's safe, okay. And just the Friday and Saturday nights in October?
Friday, Saturday, and October, yes. Sometimes it falls differently, but that's basically what we tried in September, and it just did not work.
And the Christmas Village is not part of it anymore?
No.
So you're just asking for the Halloween?
For the home, yes. The village never materialized.
Okay. Any questions? Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition? Would you like to speak? No, you don't wish to speak, but you're in opposition of the application.
They're in favor.
They're in favor.
We approve it.
Well, okay, I'm sorry. In favor. Thank you. Anyone in opposition? Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against?
If there's anyone on the call who wishes to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. I have a caller. Hello?
Yes.
Caller, who
Wilson, Hill property. I really could not stand this time.
Ma'am, can you state your name again for the record?
Audrey Wilson, A-L-D-E-S.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Ma'am, we're having a little difficulty hearing you.
I own property on Park Avenue.
Okay. And I want to ask you again, because I don't think we caught it, but do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do not understand what the gentleman wants.
Okay. Ma'am, we're going to get into your ability to testify here in a minute, but before we can have you ask questions or make a statement, we just have to have you sworn in. Do you understand?
Hello?
Hello?
I do not understand what the gentleman wants. I thought he wanted to put up signs or something on the road.
Okay, so ma'am, this is James Sharp. I'm the board's attorney. Can you hear me?
What
does he want? Well, can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. But what the first thing I need you to do is, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? We have to have that for the record.
I just want to know what he wants.
Okay. So I heard yes. So your question is, you would like to know what he's looking to do. And I suspect Madam Chair could probably answer for you that question. As we've just heard some presentation on it, perhaps that will illuminate some questions for you.
He would like to have a haunted house 10 nights, 5 Friday nights, 5 Saturday nights in October from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m.
For Halloween.
For Halloween, yes. And you are you in support of that or opposed?
I'm supporting for that.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have any other questions? I think she might come up. Okay. Did you have any other questions?
I think she has a telephone problem. I guess we can move forward.
Thank you.
I've spoken to her in the past.
I see she spoke
a while ago
in 2015 that
she thought she was under the impression we were putting up billboards. I'm not sure where she got that from. But I did speak to her. I thought she lived in Florida, but I'm not.
It was Newcastle.
Yeah, I see that.
She probably got it because it says outdoor display and promotional activity on the application.
She was concerned about billboards on her on Park Avenue, I think.
So the previous special use exception was for 15 days?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I think we need another cell tower in Georgetown.
So do you have state approval, you have fire marshal approval?
We have the state approval. We will have fire marshal as soon as they do their inspection. We can't open without the fire marshal inspection.
But as a condition, you could, once you receive that, you could send a copy of that to our office.
Sure.
Just for our records.
Sure.
Any other questions? Can't ask Mr. Sharp this time. Okay, no questions? All right. We will need to put conditions. So I will then close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12479 for Sports at the Beach. For the requested special use exception, pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing, I would like to see the hours from 6 to 11 because there's people like myself that have young kids that go to bed at 7. So I would like to see it from 6 to 11. And I see no reason why it should not be for 15 days like it has prior in the past. I would also like Mr. Townsend to send us a copy of the fire marshal approval when obtained.
And state approval.
And state approval.
And what 15 days would you like?
That I would say the Thursday to Sunday. They're like you had before.
You're not committed, you don't have to do that, but you have the leniency to do that.
Thank you.
Correct.
It's for 5 years.
And it's for 5 years, yes.
And also state approval be sent.
Yes.
Can you add that to your?
State approval also be sent along with the fire marshal approval.
Okay.
Second.
Motion and a second.
I do have one question. Okay. He don't have to do that if he don't want to, right?
Right.
Okay. No, that's just gives him the leniency or the window to do that.
Yeah, okay, because he said he was losing money before. I don't want to make him do something like that again.
Okay.
But it could happen. Something could come up. Maybe a charity wants to do Thursday nights or something.
Okay.
We've considered that in the past.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons. So with a vote 5-0, your special use exemption is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. Additional business?
None for me, thank
you. You don't have anything.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?